All right, we're joined this morning by Mandy Chavez with the Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center here in Oneonta. Mandy, good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'm so happy to be here today.
You bet. And of course, the Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center, last time we were on the radio was, if hard to believe, spring of 2018 for the grand opening.
Yeah, I was looking back through my notes and I saw that, oh my goodness, it was that long ago. So I thought we are overdue to come back on the radio and just talk a little bit about Beginnings.
You bet. And you're located right down at the corner of Douglas and Madison Street here in O'Neill, around the west side of O'Neill. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm sure folks can see your signs that you've got posted up front.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we were really hoping by now that people would know about us. Being 2 years, we worked really hard to our marketing and our advertising. So I think most people have probably heard about us. Maybe some haven't. But yeah, those signs in our yard got people's attention. Exactly what we wanted, because it was so easy to drive by that house. So we're real grateful that people know about us
now. Yeah. So let's maybe give everybody, for maybe folks that aren't quite familiar with Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center, just what is Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center and what do you do?
Absolutely. So what Beginnings is we are a pregnancy resource center, and we do offer other services, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, ultimately, we are a place for people who might be facing unplanned pregnancies. And, you know, that can be a really scary situation, you know, wondering if you're pregnant or being pregnant and being afraid about it, because, you know, it might not be something that was in your plans or something that you feel that you're ready for. So, you know, what we do is we offer compassionate support, a non-judgmental listening ear. You know, we really want to help diffuse that fear. Fear can really suffocate in you know, just take the joy and hope out of life. So we want to help diffuse that fear. We want to share information about pregnancy options. You know, we inform, you decide. You know, we don't perform abortions, nor do we refer for abortion services. But what we do offer our clients is option education, compassion, truth, and hope. You know, we don't benefit financially or otherwise from a client's decision about what to do in their pregnancy situation. You know, the help that we offer is motivated by the simple fact that we care. So, you know, because we care about our clients, we just really feel that it's important that they're able to make informed decisions. You know, if they would be seeking an abortion, you know, they should know the facts about it and the ways that it could impact their lives. So, we offer life-affirming alternatives to abortion, and again, you know, that compassionate support. Mm-hmm. No one has to be alone in their pregnancy journey, and that's really why Beginnings exists.
Awesome, awesome. Well, tell us about some of the services that you offer, and is there a charge for these services?
No, actually, there is no charge for any of our services. All of our services are 100% free and confidential. You know, privacy is very important to us. Of course, we offer pregnancy tests, we do limited OB ultrasounds, options education and pregnancy decision coaching, pregnancy and parenting classes, we offer maternity and baby items, we have men's support services. You know, it takes two people to make a baby, so we don't want to leave them out at all. We offer post-abortion support, and that also is a service that we offer for men. STD testing and treatment, and then also sexual risk avoidance education.
All right. And of course, you do STD testing, correct?
Yes. You know, and since I'm on the air, I would like to take just a minute and talk a little bit about that service that we offer. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about that.
Sure.
So we don't want the fact that we have signs in our yard saying free pregnancy tests and free STD tests to mislead people into thinking that we're somehow promoting to our clients to be involved in the activities that cause those things. You know, we're not doing that. The reality is that there are a number of people who are in need of those services, you know, and when they come to see us, it presents us with a really great educational opportunity. You know, because we genuinely care about our clients, we share with them truth. You know, the facts are that STDs are real, they're damaging, and they're 100% preventable. You know, but not in the way that most people think. You know, safe sex is the message that we hear promoted the most in the culture. It's all about reducing the risks, but that's not what our message is. You know, at Beginnings, our message is not that the risk should be reduced, but instead, we believe that our clients deserve the optimum health message, you know, which is that the only sure way to avoid the risk is to eliminate it by not participating in risky behaviors. So that's where our sexual risk avoidance education comes into the picture. you know, it's a really great service to be able to offer our clients, you know, but then again, all of our services exist for the benefit of our clients.
You bet. And Mandy, again, you mentioned that all the services are free. And obviously, there are some expenses. Number one, just basically having a business and having a business sprint is an expense. But and of course, we know that throughout the year, you've had some fundraisers. And we know with COVID-19, things haven't really been operating as normal. So I know a lot of the fundraising for not only your organization, but also others has kind of been hurt. But if people would like to help out with Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center, I'm sure you would welcome any help, right?
Absolutely. You know, with all of the services that we offer, Beginnings, you know, really is a tremendous resource for the community to have. I wish every community could have a pregnancy resource center. You know, we're all about our clients listening, educating, supporting, and encouraging. You know, truth and hope are our message, you know, but like you said, we can't do this without the support of the community. And, you know, we are a nonprofit, so even though our services are free to our clients, there's just still financial responsibilities that need to be met. And, you know, COVID has just really changed the world for most of us. And for Beginnings, it did affect, like you said, our fundraising, our spring fundraiser in particular. So we really do need support in order to be able to keep doing what we do. And, you know, if you feel this is something that you're interested in being a part of, we would love to hear from you.
You bet. And how can they get a hold of you?
Well, we have a phone number, of course, 402-336-4343. A website, our website address is beginningspregnancycenter.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 821. We're on Facebook, Instagram. Also, Facebook, we're Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center. And then follow us on Instagram at Beginnings PRC.
You bet. And I know we've got a lot of businesses, individuals, and organizations that do have some funds that they can distribute, or funds that they're looking for organizations that might need a little assistance. And if any of those do, by all means, like I said, stop down or call.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know. We just so appreciate any support that anyone is able to give. Again, you know, this is a really fabulous resource to have for our community, and something that we couldn't have without the community's help.
So. Yeah. Now, what are your hours at Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center?
So our hours are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday mornings, 9 to noon. We're open for a little bit on Monday afternoon, 1 to 2:30, and then Wednesday afternoons, 1 to 5.
All right. Mm-hmm. Or again, like we said, they can always call 402-336-4343. BeginningsPregnancyCenter.com is the website. As you said, you're on Facebook as well. And like we said, you're right down here on the west edge of O'Neill at the corner of Madison and Douglas Streets.
Yes, a little white house on the corner with the signs in the yard.
There you go. You bet. Yeah. All right. Mandy, anything else this morning?
No, I think that's it. I'm just, again, so grateful to be able to be here and just talk about Beginnings, and so thankful for such a loving and caring community that supports this sort of resource.
All right. And thanks to you and all the volunteers and staff at Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center, too, for having this available here in our area.
Yeah, thank you. We really consider it a privilege to be involved.
All right, Mandy Chavez with the Beginnings Pregnancy Resource Center.